Good morning, early birds. You've caught The Worm, a podcast from Yellowstone Public Radio rounding up reporting from our newsroom and Montana Public Radio. Today we have stories about what Montana state senators are doing during the recess, the Bighorn County Missing Persons Task Force, and development in a case involving a federal agent questioning two women for speaking Spanish in Havre. It's Thursday, October 3rd. I'm your host, Jess Sheldahl. Snow and colder temperatures have snuffed out the last four wildfires burning in Yellowstone National Park. Rachel Kramer reports.
Yellowstone officials announced Wednesday the two largest wildfires of the season, the 2017-acre Brimstone Fire and the 30-acre Pollux Fire, are out, as well as the Wyodeho and Wob fires, both of which were no bigger than an acre. These four were the last of nine wildfires that burned in the park this year. All were lightning-caused, except for the 4.5-acre north entrance fire, which started when a seasonal employee dropped a cigarette. Current fire danger is considered low. Smoke may be visible around the northeast entrance through October as wildland fire staff burn piles of woody debris. Staff and volunteers recently removed the dead plant material around buildings on Public Lands Day. It's part of an ongoing effort to make buildings more fire-resistant ahead of next wildfire season. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.
State officials say Montana's decade-long battle against opioid abuse is showing progress. A report released yesterday shows that from 2012 to 2017, physicians prescribed fewer and less powerful doses of opioids. The number of deaths attributed to opioid poisoning has been declining. Since 2008, the state has implemented a prescription drug registry, prescription drug drop-off locations, and increased access to substance abuse treatment, in part through Medicaid expansion. Montana's U.S. senators are touring the state this week during congressional recess. Nikki Willett reports.
Democrat John Tester will host a town hall Thursday at 1:30 at the Petro Theater at Montana State University Billings. Tester will take questions from the public and speak about public lands, veteran services, and his recent legislation aimed at curbing farmer suicide rates. Republican Steve Daines, who's running for re-election next year, will also be in Billings Thursday to celebrate a $75,000 grant for Horses Spirits Healing, Inc. The grant covers equine therapy services for veterans with psychological trauma and physical disabilities. Daines will also address the Montana Association of Chiefs of Police at the group's banquet in Billings Thursday. Congress reconvenes in 2 weeks. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Nikki Willett.
A U.S. senator for Montana has announced plans to build a larger Veterans Affairs clinic in Missoula. The Missoulian reported that Democratic Senator John Tester announced Tuesday a location was chosen for a new community-based outpatient clinic. Officials say the clinic will be three times larger than the current clinic, which serves more than 6,000 veterans. It will have expanded primary care, mental health, and specialty services. Tester says the Veterans Appeals Improvement and Modernization Act that passed in 2017 set aside about $7 million in federal funding for the project. The clinic is expected to open in 2022. The current clinic will continue to serve patients until the new clinic opens. Montana's Bighorn County will establish a task force to investigate missing persons cases following the death of a girl there. Olivia Reingold reports.
Bighorn County Attorney Jay Harris says he's forming a task force to address suspicious deaths and missing persons cases. The decision comes less than 2 weeks after marchers stood outside the Bighorn County Courthouse, demanding action on the death of Kay Sarah Stops Pretty Places, an Indigenous girl whose body was found in a hardened backyard this August, shortly after her 18th birthday. In a press release, Harris, who's an enrolled member of the Crow Tribe, referred to the march, saying that it should be, quote, viewed as a rebuke of any status quo that does not fully accept the call to action, end quote. Harris says that Bighorn County, which includes part of the Crow and Northern Cheyenne Nations, finds itself in unprecedented times because of methamphetamine use and distribution. There are currently five missing persons cases being investigated by the Bighorn County Sheriff's Office on the Montana Missing Persons Clearinghouse. Harris says the task force will supervise the conduct of the Bighorn County Sheriff's Office and County Coroner during suspicious deaths and homicide cases. He says the first meeting will be next week. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Olivia Reingold.
A Montana State Prison inmate has died in Missoula due to an ongoing medical condition. Joseph Foley of Hamilton died Tuesday at Community Hospital, according to a prison press release. He was 62 years old. The Ravalli Republic reports Foley was sentenced to 5 years with nearly four suspended in 2018 on a fifth charge of driving under the influence. He was set to be discharged from prison in December. Lawyers for United States Customs and Border Protection asked a federal judge in Great Falls yesterday to toss out a case involving a federal agent questioning two women for speaking Spanish in Havre. Montana Public Radio's Corin Cates Carney was at the courthouse and shared his reporting with Nikki Ouellette.
Corin, can you give us a little refresher on what this case is about?
Sure. Anna Suda and Martha Hernandez are suing the Customs and Border Protection because they say they were illegally detained and singled out because of their race. An agent first questioned them last May because he heard them speaking Spanish in a convenience store, and the woman recorded part of that interaction.
Why you ask us for our IDs, please?
Ma'am, the reason I asked you for your ID is because I came in here and I saw that you guys are speaking Spanish, which is very unheard of up here.
Clips of that video went viral and sparked coverage from national outlets, and it was shared by the American Civil Liberties Union and the Montana ACLU, which are representing Suda and Hernandez in the case.
Is there more context for what's going on during this scene?
Suda and Hernandez were on their way home from their local gym in Havre and stopped at a convenience store to pick up some milk and eggs. And while they were shopping, they were talking, and they both grew up speaking Spanish, and that's what they were speaking when a Border Patrol agent overheard them in the store. Paul O'Neill goes on to ask them where they were born and to see their IDs, which they hand over. And then they go outside and stand by the agent's car, and court documents say they were detained for about 40 minutes.
Are Suda and Hernandez American citizens?
Yes, they were both born in the U.S. Suda is from Texas, and Hernandez was born in California, and they moved to Montana in 2010 and 2014, respectively.
Gotcha. So they're saying that they were singled out because of race. What was the government's argument Wednesday to have their case tossed out?
Today's argument was about a motion from the government to dismiss the case, like you said. And the United States lawyers say that the woman can't show the likelihood of substantial, immediate, and irreparable injury without the court stepping in. Basically, they're saying that the agent questioning them last year about speaking Spanish doesn't show a pattern of something that could harm them into the future. The government's argument is that this is one incident. They were stopped once in their time that they lived in Havre, and with this one incident, it isn't enough to require the court to step in.
What about Suda and Hernandez? What do they have to say to that?
They weren't in court. The ACLU argued on their behalf, and the ACLU says there are enough dots to kind of give us a bigger picture of what's going on. And the court document says that on a separate occasion, they were the two women were out dancing, and a border agent at the bar took a photo of them and sent it to other agents saying that there were two Mexicans at the bar. And the ACLU argues that the only reason the agents didn't detain Suda and Hernandez at that time was because the agents got a message back saying that the women were friends of one of the agents' wife. And the government says that supposes a lot about that incident, and it's not enough to show there is a pattern to connect dots, and it's not enough to ask the court to step in.
Did the judge make a ruling on the dismissal motion on Wednesday?
No, he didn't, and a timeline for that's not clear. The ACLU says if federal judge Brian Morris allows the case to continue, that's when they'll be able to ask for things that could help boost their argument, like discovering potential official or unofficial policies, possibly policies made in the last few years within the border agency that might have prompted Agent O'Neill to approach the women because he heard them speaking Spanish. It's also worth mentioning that while this case is unfolded, the women have said that they've been shunned and excluded by some people in Havre, and they no longer feel comfortable speaking Spanish in public. ACLU attorneys say it's unclear if the women will stay in the area in the future.
Wow. Well, Corin, thanks so much for sharing your reporting with us.
Sure thing.
And that's what's happening in Montana today. Check in with Montana Public Radio's Montana Evening News for updates on the news of the day. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Jess Sheldahl. We'll have another episode of The Worm for you early birds tomorrow morning.
The Worm is produced by Jess Sheldahl for Yellowstone Public Radio. The music composed and recorded by Zach Jones at Rapscallion Recording. Meadowlark Call captured by Jay McGowan for the Macaulay Library. Partial funding for The Worm is provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montana. More information about The Worm is available at ypradio.org.